Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:80, up 1 on the open. July, 4:81.5, down 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 455, unchanged on the open. July, 467.5, down 2.5. September, 478, down 2.5. December, 493, up a half on the open. May corn opened at 397.5, down a half on the open. July, 409, down 1. September, 406.25, down 3/4. December, 405.5, down a half. March, 414.25, unchanged. May, 420, up 2.5. July, 423.5, down 1.5 on the open. May beans opened at 760, up a half on the open. July, 775.5, up 1/4. August, 781.5, up 1.25. November, 803, unchanged. January, 2008, 810, up a half. March, 819.5, up 2.5. May, 820, down 1/4 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 219.30, up 30 on the open. July, 224.30, down 30. May soybean oil opened at 31.05, up 6 on the open. July, 31.50, up 3. At the Merck March feeders, open at 104.75, down 37.5 on the open. April, 106.40, down 12.5. May, 107.80, down 12.5. August, 108.50, unchanged on the open. April live cattle open at 97.60, down 20 on the open. June, 94.85, unchanged. August, 92.20, down 2.5. October, 95.85, down 25 on the open. April lean hogs open at 64.25, down 12.5 on the open. May, 73.90, down 20. June, 74.65, up 2.5. July, 75.55, down 5 on the open. And March pork bellies open at 103 even, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Over the last month or so, Wayne, there has been a lot of chat about outside markets and their influence on commodities. And one of the things that we have begun keeping an eye on is home construction, of all things. And this morning, we've got our new housing start report, and it says U.S. home construction rose 9% in February. Analysts weren't expecting a number that big, but building permits were down 2.5%. That's for future construction plans. And two-part question. One, why should we care about housing starts in terms of grains to begin with? And second, if we do care, what does this report mean?
Well, that's a good two-part question, Dave, because there was good news, bad news there. There was good news in that we were staying, up a little bit and what for the current month, and bad news that the construction for the summertime, when generally we look for an increase to happen, the permits being down. I think the overall economy and attitude of a growing economy and strength in the stock market. We saw what the crash in the Chinese stock market that one Sunday evening did to our market here, you know, week and a half ago, and I think it's made us very leery as far as watching that. So I think just, you know, and what is moving our market? It's been the big index funds, the other funds, and if they have confidence and they're building and things are going on, we look for a flow of money in rather than a flow of money out, and I think that is what it is and how it affects it.
The other piece of news today from the outside is the Fed is meeting today. And I guess this afternoon they'll release their latest move or non-move on interest rates. What do you think will happen?
I think we're going to probably stay steady on the interest rates today, Dave. But, I mean, you know, one of the things we'll look at in coming along here is I think it's a question where the Chinese are going to keep reinvesting in some of our debt and some of the bonds when they come up. And there's been some talk that they might not. And, of course, if they don't to attract other buyers, we might have to raise interest rates.
Let's turn our attention then to the grains, where in the lack of fundamental news, and there probably won't be much between now and the end of the month when we have our planning intentions reports other than weather, and every weather report will be looked at and scrutinized in great detail. But in the lack of that, it looks like traders are getting creative in making their money. They're doing a lot of bear spreading lately.
Well, yeah, there's a couple things going on. Dave, Texas is 49% planted compared to 39% last year, getting a jump on it down there. Louisiana, 54 compared to 33 last year. And Georgia, 25 compared to 21. And part of the things we're looking at is with their good early start, that's going to be hitting the market in August, or basically some part of old crop type activity. And along with that, why that's sort of making us feel we've got enough corn with our old crops to get through the year, and with that coming on early, and we want to move into new crop, you know, to where the shortage might be and when more ethanol plants are on, and especially even maybe out to the 08. Because feeling if we have bought this 10 million acres or 9.5 million acres or whatever that the trade is trading here now, that we maybe have to look to the next year to how we're going to get acreage for then. We might be okay without bad weather. We're also looking at the weather forecast. The SST data suggests a warmer reading, which in turn suggests a slower transition to La Nina, and that means less chance of a dry summer. So, you know, we're moving on out a little farther with the bear spreads working.
Are you in the camp that there is enough old crop corn to get us through? You know, USDA did not change the number from January to February on the carryout, 751, and in terms of million of bushels is what the number is at that month. And there is some talk among traders that I say, that I chat with, that suggest that that number might be quite a bit lower than that right now.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different thoughts along those ways. There's the feeling that, of course, that the high freight rates and the high prices is going to slow down exports as we get down the road. There's the talk that, you know, maybe that feed usage will slow up a little bit here at this expensive corn. You know, as we look here, the placements, we're looking here for 104%. Placements on the cattle on feed report coming up. So, you know, we are going to continue to see some feed usage there. But I think the biggest thing is how fast are some of these ethanol plants coming online as compared to what their scheduled usage was.
And can you get a handle on that for us at all?
No. I think that that's probably one of the hardest things for any of us to contrive as to how fast and how slow or how fast they're going to keep these things up. You know, we keep hearing a lot of these plants are being built, but yet as you drive by, we don't see active work on some of them. So, you know, we could easily be 1-2 months farther down the road than we were as what the estimations were as usage. And I think that is where some of this might come back in later in the year.
Does the quarterly stocks and grains report at the end of the month give us some information relative to the ethanol that we didn't have before?
Yes and no, Dave. Yes, for what we've got going, but not for the plants that are supposed to be starting to come on in the coming months, the ones that haven't started production yet. I think, you know, the usage of our plants that are operating, yes, gives us a great idea where we're at. For the ones that are supposed to be coming online this spring and summer, no.
What should producers be doing? We've lost about 10% or more of our corn value in the last month or so.
Well, I think basically if you've wrote it up and wrote it down, probably sitting tight and watching for this report is going to be what we need to do. You know, if you feel like you haven't got enough priced, we highly encourage, you know, to probably, if you want to go into the cash market, price your basis, because we feel it can be a wide basis at fall. You know, pricing another 5 to 10% cash is not a bad idea. If you want to be more than, if you want to sell more than an extra 10%, we'd want to use puts.
I was going to ask you about the puts. I mean, should we be buying May puts to get us through this report at a minimum?
There's nothing wrong with that, Dave. I think the individual has to look and see, you know, what he's wanting to do. But as far as for getting through this report, there's nothing wrong with using a short-term put that it will get you through that time frame.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick in Kansas City, May wheat, 479. Fast trade there, unchanged. July, 482 and a quarter, down three quarters. At the Board of Trade, May wheat, 454 and a quarter, down three quarters. July, 467 and a half, down two and a half. September, 479 and a half, down one. May corn, 396, down two. July, 408, down two. December, 404, down two. May beans, 758 and a quarter, down one and a quarter. July, 774, down one and a quarter. November, 801, down two. May soybean meal at 219.10, down 40. May soybean oil at 30.91, down 8. Looking at Scott Althoff's two-state forecast today, he says partly to mostly sunny with highs from 42 to 63 tonight. In western sections, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms moving in. Elsewhere, becoming cloudy with showers and thunderstorms moving in after midnight, lows from 38 to 58. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and warmer with occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs from 63 to 75 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.